From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Christine Herman in for Brian Moline. It's Thursday, June 10th. Coming up, people who identify as part of the agriculture lifestyle have found a home in a video game. We'll learn more from Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All. But first, these headlines. Just days after Governor J.B. Pritzker signed off on new legislative district boundary maps drawn by Democratic lawmakers, Illinois Republicans on Wednesday sued over the new maps in federal court. Hannah Meisel has more.
Supermajority Democrats approved the new legislative maps on party lines last month. That was over the objections of community advocacy groups who begged Democrats to wait until official 2020 census data becomes available in August, delayed this year by the pandemic. Republicans joined in that outcry, but they had motivation to let the process play out beyond June 30th, as delaying the approval of new maps would likely get the GOP a 50-50 shot at controlling the process. In their federal lawsuit filed Wednesday, Republican leaders in the General Assembly alleged Democrats' use of non-census data when drawing the new maps violated the U.S. Constitution. They're asking the court to force the map-making process to an appointed panel that in the past has almost always deadlocked, giving the GOP that 50-50 chance of control. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The sponsor of the Keystone XL oil pipeline says it's pulling the plug on the contentious project, but the rest of the Keystone pipeline system will continue to send crude oil to Illinois. Calgary-based TC Energy announced yesterday that it would shut down the 1,200-mile XL project after Canadian officials failed to persuade the Biden administration to reverse its cancellation of the company's permit. The Keystone XL pipeline would have been the latest phase of a pipeline system that transports crude oil from Canada to the U.S., including Illinois oil facilities at Wood River and Patoka. The XL pipeline would have given the system an additional and more direct route between oil fields in western Canada and Steel City, Nebraska. Construction of the Keystone XL pipeline began last year, when then-President Trump revived the long-delayed project that had stalled under the Obama administration. Prejudice and feelings of isolation contribute to higher-than-average rates of mental illness for the LGBTQ community. That's according to nurse practitioner Kate Srikant, co-owner of KP Healthcare in Champaign. Her practice is providing free mental health screenings in celebration of Pride Month.
Mental health is really, really important to us. We think it's just as important as physical health. We honestly just want to be able to support everyone in getting that help that they need.
KP Healthcare is offering the screenings to anyone regardless of sexual orientation. Srikant says the screenings look at a patient's risk factors and signs of a mental disorder. So far, she says the response has been positive, with several people calling her practice every day to ask for a screening. Illinois lawmakers want to replace a statue of Martin Luther King Jr. across the street from the state capitol building in Springfield and put the new one in a more prominent place. Critics of the statue say it does a poor job of capturing the likeness of the civil rights icon. Derek Cantu has more.
The Springfield statue of MLK was unveiled in 1988 and moved to its current location across the street from the Capitol building in the early 90s. Since then, it's been badly weathered. Jesse White, Illinois' longest-serving and first black Secretary of State, says when he first saw the statue, he didn't even know who it was supposed to be.
This gentleman had his coat slung over his shoulder and he looked like a sharecropper. And Dr. King has never looked like that. He's always was a dapper fella, always had a suit and a tie on.
A state task force is reviewing whether to remove certain monuments to controversial historical figures in and around the state house and replace them with new statues, including a replacement for MLK statue. White has already pledged $5,000 of his own money to go toward constructing a better statue of King. I'm Derek Cantu.
The Illinois Department of Public Health says it will expand the use of the University of Illinois COVID Shield saliva test into elementary schools across Illinois. The tests will be free in low-income school districts. Other districts will be charged $10 per test. Still to come, a video game catering to people in agriculture. That's next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Christine Herman in for Brian Moline. Even though only 3% of Americans are currently farmers, a lot of people still identify as part of the agriculture lifestyle. That community has found a home in a video game. Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports.
Harley Hand is getting ready for a day on the farm.
Well, first, let me jump in a combine. We've got a soybean harvest, guys. We've got a big harvest, a bunch of fields that are ready to go.
He makes an adjustment to his equipment, and he's on his way.
Need to unfold the header. I guess it's okay. Well, let's fold it up. There we go. All right, let's roll.
But that sound, not a real combine. The Georgia native isn't really behind the controls of a big machine at all. He isn't even on a farm. He's in front of his computer in his house playing the game Farming Simulator and streaming the session online, where he regularly gets hundreds of people watching him play. Hand says a lot of his interactions with his audience are about learning the ins and outs of farming.
It's a huge learning experience for a lot of people that come into my streams. I've got a lot of people that know nothing about farming, and they come into the stream and they're like, oh, really? That's how that works. And it's pretty cool.
Farming Simulator covers a lot of ground, from buying equipment to choosing crops, plowing, planting, fertilizing, and harvesting. A.K. Ramig is a gamer and writer who reviewed Farming Simulator for the website PC Invasion. He says the game is a lot like real farming.
The monotony, the tediousness, the length of time that it takes to plow a field in Farming Sim, it does give you an appreciation for what real farmers have to do, I would say, from my experience.
Monotony, tediousness, not the words you want to associate with something the people would do for fun. But Ramig, who lives in the Bahamas, says the game still has a lot of appeal.
And we don't have major scale farming here. You'll never see a John Deere tractor here, right? But it's still cool to me. It's still cool to see machines.
The game's so popular, playing it can actually be a full-time job. Harley Hand and several other streamers play the game online almost daily, with hundreds of people watching. There's also a Farming Simulator esports competition that has sponsored teams competing for cash prizes up to $250,000, a lot more than what most farmers make in a year. And some of the game's most avid fans are farmers. Shelby Walker is a Southern Illinois native and a PhD candidate in agriculture communications at the University of Hawaii, Manoa. Her research shows some people who drive a real tractor all day will unwind by driving a virtual one.
The conditions aren't always perfect, but within the game, the conditions are always perfect. So it's almost like this fantasy. It's I get to do things in the digital realm that I don't get to do in real life.
She says it's a form of escapism to do it in a more predictable environment. Walker says the game also attracts people who may not be farmers, but feel connected to agriculture. That idea checks with streamer Harley Hand. He says all that tedious and monotonous time driving a combine, it allows him to connect with his audience.
A game like Farming Simulator allows you to interact with the people who are watching you a lot better than you can playing a game like Call of Duty. So it becomes, you know, you're building a bunch of friendships and you begin to know everybody that's there.
Like here, when Hand reads a comment in his chat about a viewer who recently lost his home due to financial problems.
I hate to hear that, brother. Hopefully there's a turnaround somewhere, man. I'm sorry to hear that, brother. Hopefully everything gets better for you, dude.
Farming Simulator is scheduled to release a new version late this year. There's much speculation on whether it will add new features to make it even more realistic or keep it simple to attract a wider audience. Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.
And finally, in your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard for today, partly cloudy with a high of 88 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy dropping down to a low of 70. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Derek Cantu, and Jonathan All. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Christine Herman. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again Friday.